Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So talk about concrete cost increases regarding healthcare. That story we just mentioned to Cobra. If you lose your job, your health insurer has to hold on to you. As an insured person under a plan called COBRA. It's a subsidy program, and when it ends, your costs go up as much as 300%, and that's an issue that's in Congress today. Also in Congress today is this sort of puzzling statistic. The Congressional Budget Office, in finally giving an analysis to the health care reform bill that the Senate is beginning to debate this week, says that the anticipated cost increases for most Americans who have employee-owned health care programs is minimal. And they're looking at 2016, so even the idea of these cost increases is years and years away. Who's going to pay more for health care reform? It is a nearly trillion-dollar bill. Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. He's in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, John. How are you?
We also have a friend, Takeaway listener, a speech pathologist from New Jersey named Melanie, who's on the line. Melanie, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. You've been following all this closely. Hold on, let me ask a question of Todd and then get to your concerns and see if Todd can help set us straight. First of all, Todd Zwillick, it appears that very few people, if any, according to the Congressional Budget Office, are going to be literally paying more for health care under this bill. Is that a good thing or some form of camouflage here?
Well, it's very, very complicated, and in fact, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, made pains to describe how complicated it was. There are some people who will pay more, but not most people. What CBO basically said is anyone who gets their insurance from a large employer, a big company, and in this case, that's defined as anyone who works at a company with 50 or more people and gets insurance from their employer, basically no effect or a slight decrease. That's the projection.
I'm looking at the numbers. That's 5 out of 6. Americans?
That's 5 out of 6 people. That's about that's most people in America today. Now, if you work at a small company, 50 or fewer people, and you get your insurance there, maybe a company with 40 people, again, no effect. Maybe down a tick, maybe up a tick. And this is, by the way, in the year 2016. They only tried to guess out to the year 2016 after all of the insurance changes take effect. Now, the place where you might be affected the most is if you're a person who buys insurance now on your own, like you're self-employed, you're a freelancer, or your employer doesn't offer you coverage. If you're one of those people, you stand a good chance of paying quite a bit less out on the market.
Really?
You stand a good chance of paying less. About 60% of those people who get their insurance by themselves now, that might be about 20 or 22 million people, might pay a bit less. But some of them, John, might pay a bit more. There's an estimated 14 million people out there who could pay more. And real quickly, here's the difference. What the Congressional Budget Office said is if you're one of these people who buys their own coverage, the cost of your premiums, how much you pay for coverage, that's likely to go up. Probably about 10 to 13%. The cost of that coverage is going to go up. But 60% of those people also qualify for a lot of government subsidies and tax credits that are in this bill. So while the price goes up, the taxpayers are going to give you money to pay for it.
I see.
So that your bottom line is going to go way down, even half the price.
And
however,
we're not calculating increased taxes in this.
For everybody else. Yeah. If you're one of the people who doesn't qualify for subsidies, you probably make more than $80,000.
Okay.
Your cost could go up by about that 10%. However, the Democrats say you get more for your money. The coverage under the law has to be better. They can't drop you. They have
to
cover more things. So there's no free lunch, but you get more if you pay more.
All right, Melanie, what is your chief concern in listening to Todd and to all of the healthcare coverage that we've had here on this program and around the nation?
My main concern is that I'm afraid that I'm going to be paying more for subpar healthcare. Like right now, I'm paying more for the company I work with for less than what I was getting before. So I'm paying more for less coverage. And I'm concerned about shouldering the cost for everyone else who can't afford health care. I understand what Todd is saying, but it almost seems too good to be true. Like, who's going to eat the cost of this in the end? If it's the freelance people, then actually they can't afford that much in the end anyway. So I don't really understand why they're doing it and why the wealthier aren't able to shoulder the cost instead of everyone else.
All right. Todd, do you have something for Melanie here?
Well, the money is coming from taxpayers, and what the House and Senate bills are different, but it comes from a couple of places. One, some big cuts to the Medicare program, to parts of the Medicare program. Now, if you're a senior citizen listening to this, we haven't talked about you yet. Your basic benefits not changing, but some parts of Medicare, Medicare Advantage, that they're taking a couple of $100 billion out of that program. That's how they're getting money for this. If you're a person who has what's called a Cadillac insurance plan, these are very high cost, very rich, really, really nice insurance plans. John, these are becoming passe pretty quickly because Congress wants to tax these. You're going to be paying more in, well, your employer will be paying more in taxes to carry these plans. So that's where they're trying to get the money. The idea here is to keep the tax increases away from the middle class if you can. Democrats say that's their whole point. Now,
let's get back to Melanie just for a second, Todd. Now, Melanie, it sounds as though the Congressional Budget Office is specifically saying to you that you're not going to pay more in 2016. Either you don't believe them or you think they're just trying to get your vote and things will change by the time we get to 2016.
Honestly, I'm not sure if I believe them, and I think they're trying to get my vote, so it's a combination of the two. It just seems too good to be true. Like, no one's going to have an increase except the right people. I just can't see that working in the end.
All right, Melanie, so thanks so much. Takeaway listener from New Jersey. Todd, before we go, I mean, this is the challenge for Congress, convincing people like Melanie that it's going to be okay.
It's the big challenge. Healthcare affects everybody. Melanie is right to be concerned because it'll be you know, another 8 or 10 years before we see any of these effects. Some of these politicians might not be in office then. So she's right to be concerned about it. And you got to keep your eye on the ball and call your member of Congress.
Yeah, well, you know, Melanie's voice will be in that healthcare reform debate. That is for sure. Thanks so much. Todd Zulick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Coming up, if you're having trouble finding a job, maybe you should follow the pink slips. Literally. We'll talk about work every Tuesday. More on job hunting by looking at where the layoffs are taking place later this hour.